back 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. Got some clouds keeping us company here. 68 degrees. Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday talk around. Well, as promised, I got to talk to this guy. Mark King is a Wapton resident. Well, living in Spokane right now, but Mark has got a great story to tell. Mark is on the phone with me this morning. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. But it's Marv. M-A-R-V.
Got it. Marv. Okay, we'll just get rid of the K, hey. And we'll get to that. Marv, great to talk with you this morning. And you've got such an incredible story, and I've got the bullet points here. But you know what, Marv? I'll just let you tell the story. Tell us about what's going on as far as getting your diploma.
Okay, well, I was in the class of 1967. And shortly before our graduation date, very shortly, a couple of days before, I got the news that I had not passed the second semester of chemistry and that I wasn't going to be able to graduate. And so, you know, long story short, I was 18 years old, kind of full of myself. And they can't do that to me. Well, here's an important life lesson. Yes, they can. And should. Mm-hmm. So they stuck to their guns. I didn't graduate from high school. I went to the University of North Dakota for one semester. Then I was I enlisted in the Navy. I got a GED. I got off active duty. I got a 2-year degree. I got a 4-year degree, but I still never had a high school diploma. And this past spring, when I started getting invitations to graduation parties and, you know, announcements that nieces and nephews were graduating, I thought, I think I read something about maybe being able to get a diploma because I'm a veteran. And so I contacted Mr. Cluton, who's the principal at Wapton High School, and I said, hey, you know, is there a way for me to do something like that? Maybe take one semester of online chemistry, finish my high school diploma. And he referred me to a lady by the name of Gilsrud. I can't remember her first name, but she's a counselor at Wapton High School. She gave me some information about the honorary degree, but told me that if I wanted to actually get a Wapton High School 2023 diploma, that I would have to use the 2023 criteria. Some of these things didn't even exist in 1967, some computer sciences and some stuff like that. And I thought, well, I'll try the honorary thing, you know, from the state of North Dakota.
Sure.
So I fill out the form, sent it in, and then sort of forgot about it. And a few weeks later, I was looking at my email, and I thought, wow, I sent that a long time ago. So I called, and I was referred to a gentleman by the name of Joe Kolofsky at the North Dakota Department of Higher Education or Public Education. And Joe checked into it, said, oh, yeah, that's all done. So anyway, long story short, my diploma came in the mail. I got it at a family gathering of my granddaughter's 15th birthday and my son's 42nd birthday, and my graduation all rolled into one. I didn't even know it was happening. And my wife had gotten me a T-shirt that said class of 23 or class of 2023, and underneath it she had printed actually 1967 to 2023. So I've got a diploma, I've got a T-shirt, and, you know, I thought that would be kind of cool.
Right.
And honestly, it felt really good to get it. It was really it was just cool. I didn't think I'd be quite that enthusiastic about it, but I am.
Marv, was there a sense of closure when you got it? It's like, finally, I've achieved this. Is that part of the reason you felt so good about it?
No, actually, for me, it was. I had a really important life lesson at age 18, and so there was no. I never felt like anybody did anything wrong. Except me. I just assumed that, you know, they can't do that to me. But when I put it on my 1967 class website, a lot of people responded by saying, yeah, what they did was wrong, blah, blah, blah. And, and they hadn't really, you know, there was a lot of, people were kind of a little bit of angry when that happened to me, but it didn't happen to me. It happened because of me.
Right, right.
And so I think a lot of my classmates who responded to that were maybe felt a little bit of sense of closure, but I suppose I did too. I mean, I was holding it in my hand, and I thought, I've got this diploma. You know,
right.
Great.
Marv, how long were you in Vietnam?
I was on active duty for 4 years,
okay.
And my last year, I was on. I was stationed in the Philippines at San Miguel in the Philippines, and part of my job was to ride carriers. So I was out in the Gulf, the Gulf of Tonkin, and the South China Sea. On five different carriers, so probably a total of about 6 months out at sea. And then in the summer of 1971, I was at a place called Phu Bai, which is up by Hue in the northern part of South Vietnam, but just south of the DMZ. And I was at Phu Bai for probably about 4 months, 4 or 5 months, something like that. All of these were temporary duty stations for me, the carriers, and I was also on two submarines for about a month each during the year 1971.
Wow! So what? I got to switch gears here. What did your family think about being able? I mean, you mentioned all these celebrations going on, and one of the parts of the celebration is you getting your diploma. What did your family think of all this? What was their take on that?
They thought it was very cool. You know, we had a birthday party, so everybody was coming over, and my wife, Sandy, kind of added a graduation day. But when you ask about my family, the first thing that comes to my mind, Bill, is the day I came home and found out that I wasn't going to graduate.
Mm-hmm.
Back in May of 67, my dad was, the house was dark. It was early evening, the house was dark, and my dad was sitting at the kitchen table and smoking a cigarette. And I said, what's wrong? Clearly something was wrong.
Sure.
And he said, oh, your mom's in the living room. And I thought, oh my gosh, something happened. You know, somebody died. I was really stressed. I walked into the living room. I saw my mom holding my baby brother, and she was crying. I said, oh, Mom, what's going on? You know, and I was really starting to panic that somebody had gotten injured or died or whatever. And she said, you're not going to graduate. And it was like, I'm 18 years old, right?
Sure.
I'm 10 feet tall. I'm bulletproof.
Right.
I said, oh, yeah, well, okay. You know, but my parents were devastated. They were devastated. And I have to say that at the time, Merle Hopper was the president of the school board.
Mm-hmm.
Merle Hopper was my dad's boss, and he was also my boss. I worked for Hopper's Plumbing, you know, part-time.
Sure.
As a laborer. So I thought, you know, Merle will do something about that. He did. He made the right decision. He said, this is exactly the thing to do.
Right.
He didn't do the required stuff, and that's that. So the whole school board did, and all the administration did, and the teacher of my chemistry class was a guy named Alan Rudell, and he, above all, has given me one of life's really important lessons. Take personal responsibility for your personal actions. So I've always remembered that. But when my family did it, they were all very excited at the party because I didn't know that my diploma had even arrived. And so it was a special presentation with my kids and grandkids and, you know, the whole family being there.
Marv, listen, we are out of time, but I could continue this conversation all day. I appreciate you telling us your story, Marv. And from all of us here, congratulations, graduate.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bill. I appreciate your time as well.
All right. Talking with Marv King. Got his diploma a little late, but got it nevertheless, and great family moment. Want to thank Marv for checking in with us from Spokane. It's 9:21. Here are the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning. If you're talking to me,
we'll hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs.